Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled The Good Inside.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 7, verses 14 to 23. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home, away from the crowd, Jesus' disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach and passes out into the toilet?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And then he went on, "But what comes out of a person, that is what defiles them. From within a person, from their heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. I listened to today's gospel and was very challenged by what Jesus said. It is not what's outside of us that is the cause of our evil, but what comes out of the inside of our hearts that the worst evil develops. It is all true, and it didn't take me very long to prepare a list of all the isms that we easily see: racism, nationalism, sexism, political prejudice, greed, and malice. They are everywhere, and they destroy our society, church, neighborhood, and families. But the problem with getting into that train of thought is that it is other-centered. I get into the blame temptation. It is them who are evil, and it means that there is nothing wrong with me. And of course, I am perfect. Well, it wouldn't take Jesus very long, and he could teach me a few home truths. My family could do the same if they chose to. Joan and Mike, with whom I lived, can easily tell me what's inside me that is no good. The fact is that Jesus is really trying to teach us to do the opposite. And we need to develop the mind of Jesus if we are to avoid all those isms. I've been watching Dr. Fauci and listening to him and a few others teaching us how to develop a society not suffering from COVID. Wearing masks, safe distancing, eating and drinking at home. Then I look at my friends who have donated their services to St. Vincent de Paul Society and other charitable organisations, feeding the poor, clothing the naked, nursing the sick. I look at the Peace Corps, Habitat for Humanity, nurses and medical workers putting themselves in harm's way to care for COVID victims. I was lucky enough to get the COVID vaccine last week, and I met about 50 people cheerfully ensuring that I got the injection, then coming home without pain, thinking about those wonderful people. The good came from inside them. It is what comes out of us that will make us better people. And together we will build the world that God created, where the saints live. Well, thank you for listening. Stay well. Bye-bye.